GHRT Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Mike and Nate and Harrison teaming up to help you sell your home faster and for top dollar. Some people like CMP's NECEC project, and others say
this whole thing stinks to heaven.
You knew that was going to wind up on the button bar now, didn't we? We all knew that. Our question of the day asks, does this study, which we're yapping about with you on the radio, suggesting that fossil fuel power generators could lose up to $61 million and $75 million in revenue annually if the CMP project goes through, does it sway your vote on the NECEC? As George mentioned, it'll be on the ballot come November, 1-800-966-1039. It was Ben and Standish that wrote to us. Never forget, kids, Canada is a foreign country. You never know. He points out, and yeah, I kind of scoffed too, but then I thought, you know, what if Canada decides to flip the switch? Should we be that dependent on another country for anything? That's the point that Ben makes.
Well, if we want to be isolationists, I suppose so. In theory, in the market.
So you're okay with using Saudi oil then?
I don't care where the oil comes from.
As long as it winds up in your tank and as long as the electricity keeps powering your heat pump in
this
your living
room.
This
is a world economy. You don't know where anything is coming from. Theoretically, we'll get... it's kind of a broad number, but the prediction was that it will be between $14 and $44 million a year in future electricity cost reduction in Maine. Now, even this new survey, which we're talking about, which says it hurts the current fossil fuel and nuclear generation companies, does agree that electricity prices for consumers would fall. Now, isn't that what we're up to in the beginning?
You ready for those two calls, and then we're going to take an email that's going to have some of you going, huh? Caller, hello, the George Hill Rick Tyler Show. Does the study suggesting fossil fuel power generators will be hurt sway your vote on CMP's NECEC project? What are you thinking?
My question is, they consider this fossil fuel and, you know, be environmentally unsafe, but what about when they cut the trees down and spray their chemicals on the ground to retard the growth of these other trees and then the homes for all these other animals? They're pushing them off into other parts of the, you know, the woods or whatever. So I'm just kind of curious as to, you know, how green is that?
1-800-966-1039. I'd heard about the argument over which pesticides / herbicides would be used. I didn't know that it was going to be driving throngs of animals away from that swath. I'm just asking the question. Caller, hi, GHRT. This report, this study, Stepwise Data Research, commissioned by Mainers for Clean Energy Jobs, which supports the CMP project, does it sway your vote on the NECEC project?
Well, I was a supporter at first, but now I'm not so sure. I just wonder if Hydro-Québec is already operating at its maximum. And if it is, the only reason that they want to send power to New England is that they're getting a higher price. So it's not going to be a greener project if you're building a power line for something that's already producing power in Quebec for Canadians.
Thanks. 1-800-966-1039. Now here's that text message that came into us. This person writes to us, hydroelectricity is not, they put not in capital letters, hydroelectricity is not clean. It releases large amounts of methane and contributes to the warming of the Arctic Ocean and Gulf of Maine through unseasonable river discharges. So not only will this project harm Maine's economy, as you mentioned, it will harm the lobster industry as well as Maine's environment. This is a very bad deal for us. Unseasonable river discharges. Do we have any hydroelectric plants right now that are causing unseasonable river discharges and warming the Arctic Ocean and the Gulf of Maine?
There are a lot of things that are changing the oceans of the world, but...
Is the Kennebec or Penobscot?
I have no idea.
Is the Royal River? Is that? I hadn't heard that. And churning water creates methane. I'd heard about the sheep in New Zealand. I honestly, I had
and
not
the cows
heard that.
In England, yeah.
Maybe I'm alone on that one. Did you hear? Warming the Arctic Ocean and the Gulf of Maine through unseasonable river discharges.
I'm not arguing either way. I don't know. There's a lot of ocean out there.
Well, if it's methane.
This whole thing stinks to heaven.
Caller, hello, the George Hale Rick Tyler
You're
Show.
You're going to love that.
Does
one
the study
week,
suggesting fossil fuel power generators will be hurt or sway your vote on CMP's NECEC project? What are you thinking?
Well, it wouldn't change my vote because I was against it anyway. But I would like to mention to George that being dependent or not wanting to be dependent on a foreign country for anything does not make you an isolationist.
I'm opposed to isolationism.
I don't disagree with him, but I would think that we'd want to be able to take care of ourselves should something bad happen.
Well, we're always complaining about buying things from other people, but we don't complain about selling things to other people.
As long as it's a fair and equitable trade.
Right, exactly.
Thank you, China. This person writes to us in reaction to the claim of the warming of the Arctic Ocean by river discharges. What? This person writes, that sounds like an environmentalist wacko. I don't know. I'm sure there is a prescription for unseasonable river discharges.
I don't have a lot of doing with nuclear power plants, but they discharge warm water. Steam a lot, but there are two places I go, one particularly where we fish in front of a nuclear power plant and the water's just, fish don't glow in the dark. And
how many eyes do those fish have?
Oh, they're just, everybody loves them.
I believe the methane release theory is kind of fake news for this region. What they're talking about is the decay of the plant life when a new hydro facility is built. That's been flooded there with trees and grass and other plant life that becomes flooded. And then the decay, and that releases methane gases. That guy that others are talking about, that sounds like me after 3 cups of coffee. So would we be getting 3 inches of rain in February be considered unseasonable discharges? Others want to know, what is unseasonable? They can predict rain and floods. Dan from Bath writes to us, well, he's got a point. When the water runs into Moosehead Lake from Brasewa Lake, forgive me if I'm mispronouncing the name of the lake, the area of open water on Moosehead is much larger, right? And this person says, what would Greta say? This other person says that, or they suggest that we should be flattered that apparently AOC is listening to our radio station and sending us text messages. Sandy Howard of Say No to NECEC wasn't available to talk with us this morning, but she had sent out the news release following the headline here, CMP project could cost New England Energy Company's $1.8 billion, study says. And she was concerned that you had to dig down a ways before you found out that it was Mainers for Clean Energy Jobs that commissioned the study from Stepwise Data Research in Yarmouth. And Mainers for Clean Energy Jobs is in support of the CMP project. And she just felt that there should have been a greater attribution from where that came from. She labeled it as a bit misleading. And now you know the rest of the story. Erica writes to us in the McLaughlin Seafood inbox, does not sway my vote. I've been opposed since day one, and I have stuck to my guns.
Well, there's an economic impact that's going to occur no matter what we do. Now, the survey of Stepwise Data Research, which was commissioned by Mainers for Clean Energy Jobs, if somebody's hiding that the fossil fuel and nuclear generation company, that wouldn't affect anybody in Maine. Just could lose millions of dollars in revenue annually, or about, what, $1.8 billion over 15 years. However, as the proponents have said since day one, they agree that the energy prices paid to companies that generate electricity in New England will change, but lower prices for consumers. Isn't that the object of this whole exercise we're going through?
Caller, you get the last word on the question of the day. What are you thinking?
Morning, Rick. Morning, George. I'm thinking about the people that live on these islands offshore, like Matinicus Island. A lot of their power is generated, and I'm pretty sure it's generated with fossil fuel. I wonder what's going to happen with their prices. Keep it going, guys.
GHRT Rewinds, brought to you by your hometown real estate team, Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Thinking about selling your home? Call 629-9211 and start packing.